Gary. Hi, Gary.
Hello, Dr. Wright. I have a friend who has a recently listed ailment. I wasn't familiar with, so I looked up a lot of stuff on the internet, but I wonder if you can contribute anything. It's called chronic subjective dizziness, or acronym of CSD. They get dizzy, they will maybe come in the door and just lay down on the couch or get dizzy doing something. It's still being researched and stuff. There hasn't been a big study on it. Do you have anything you can suggest? If you're familiar with it.
I'm not familiar with that term, sir, but I have certainly worked with people who have been to their neurologist, which they always should do if they're starting to get dizzy for no good reason. And the neurologist says, well, I can't find anything the matter. And the person says, well, I'm still dizzy. In that circumstance, this is a sometimes thing. It does not work every time, but it does work quite well for some folks. And that is good old ginger root tea. I am not kidding at all. Several cups of ginger root tea. Some people tell me didn't do a blinking thing. Tasted okay. And then other people will tell me, wow, I was a lot less dizzy as long as I drank that ginger root tea all the time.
2 or 3 cups a day, something like that.
Oh, at least that. Some people were doing four and five because it helped them so much. And by the way, it never hurt anybody. But as you can tell, sir, that's a stopgap. What we really need, as you said, is research into why does this happen. But I haven't seen any of that yet. So, okay, we got to use a stopgap as long as it's a safe one. Let's try it.
How about a B6 for dizziness? Seems like you had some kind of B suggestion for dizziness, too. I can't really remember.
Yeah, not as much as the ginger root tea, sir.
Okay, I'll suggest that. Thank you very much. You have a nice weekend.
You're welcome, sir. Thanks for calling. I'm sorry I didn't have a better answer.